This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hi guys, I'm Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Beards, and I'm here with my good friend Richie Swan, and we are a girl and a gay in the gym.
How are you, babe?
I'm fab, you know, I've had a lovely week.
I'm made up for you. Talk to me about your lovely week.
I'll be honest, I've not done much, but I've invested in a few new series and I've started rewatching Absolutely Fabulous again from the start.
Oh, I love it.
Because last week I felt really like a new Blue Monday was coming, but I don't know about you, but the last week I was like such a moody, like I was just so emotional as well. Felt like lockdown was really getting me and I was like, what can I do to make myself howl laughing? So it was Absolutely Fabulous. From I'm three series in already.
Do you know what though? I think that is the best tip to give anyone, because we are locked in the house and all the series we watch at the minute, The Serpent, it's about a serial killer, How to Get Away with Murder, I feel like all I'm watching is killers, so we end up putting the Disney Channel on and watching Princess and the Frog. But sometimes you just need something that's going to make you feel good to lift your spirits, isn't it?
I know. I feel like it was the best thing I could have done for myself. And, you know, it's making the best of a bad situation. And sometimes you have days where you wake up and it's hard to make the best of a bad situation. But when you can, the things that are going to make you laugh. Like, I can't watch these serial killer things on Netflix anymore. I just can't, babe. Like, I'm literally looking under the bed all the time. I'm accusing Luke of trying to, what's it called? Gaslight me constantly. Like, we have a little bit of an argument. I'm like, you are gaslighting me.
You are a crank.
I know. God love him. I don't know how we survived.
But you know what? After last week's episode, like what Tam said is what you've just said about taking every... You can't think about the long game. You've just got to take every day. And I think everyone who's listening to this and everyone we speak to every day, we're going to have one good day, one bad day or whatever, but you've just got to get yourself through it and do something that's good for your mind.
The last week since we've last recorded this has flown. So if every week we just think about the next week or the next day, we're getting there, aren't we? We are on the way out.
Yeah. Well, my tip is just take it week by week and judge it by just when the release of Girl Gay Gym is next coming out.
Oh, my God.
What you need to do, if you subscribe on Apple, you don't even need to remember. It will pop up on your phone like that and we will be in your room with you.
Love that little plug.
Did you like that?
For series four, each week we are going to have a lovely surprise guest. We're going to talk to them about all things health and fitness, if they've got any tips and tricks for us, and have a little gab and see if we can get any little bits of gossip.
Are we ready for our guest this week, babe?
I was born ready. I've literally not stopped dining all morning in preparation.
Other than the Vivian, this is Harriet God. It is Nicola Lewis. It is the Insta-famous, Insta-wonderful, this girl can organise.
Nick, thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be doing this.
Now, Nick, I'm a huge fan because I am OCD in our house. But for those who might not know about This Girl Can Organise, can you give us a little bit of background about you and what you do?
Of course, of course. So I started This Girl Can Organise about 3 years ago. My background was, gosh, very, very different. I used to work in investment banking and I also worked in private aviation. And the reason I kind of shifted was because I got to a stage where basically I was bored and I just wanted to do something for myself. And I always kind of used to look at my husband and not envy him, but was always kind of, oh, he really loves what he does. And I was just sort of plodding on, kind of surviving, really not thriving. So, I was made redundant from the investment banking job and I was on gardening leave for like 3 months. So I thought, do you know what? This is the time. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I just soul searched. I did my vision board. I kind of wrote down all the things I'd want to achieve. What am I good at? All of these things. I thought I was going to go down the personal PA route because I'd never been a PA, but I knew I was super organised and I knew I could manage and organise and get shizzle done. But I found it myself, really, that I noticed in America it was such a big thing. Even back then, it was massive, that they had organisers go to people's homes and it was nothing here. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to do it. And so that's basically how the idea started. And the name came about by, I think at the time, I think Trump obviously had just taken over and there were women marching through the streets. I don't know if you ever remember. It's around this time, marching about integrity, about women's rights and about what we can achieve. And it, I remember it just being a really amazing movement and amazing for my girls. And I thought, do you know what? I can do whatever I want to do.
Yes.
And I love organising. So that was it. And that was the name. And that was the birth of TGCO, basically.
And girl power.
And girl power, big time.
Love that. How's lockdown been for your business then? So obviously you started all this business, you start getting off the ground and then we go into lockdown. Has that affected you at all?
If anything, it's made my business even busier. I've adapted. That's one thing I've learned through lockdown is adapting. It's so important personally and obviously for your business. I think everyone's had to look at different ways of keeping their business alive. So I now offer virtual home services because normally I would go to people's houses. I'm lucky enough and grateful enough to have representation. So I have agency and PR, and that's just gone bananas. And I think that that's because I guess I get flagged as a lifestyle influencer, but I not only talk about organising, but I talk about positivity and kindness. And I think that's been really important during lockdown. And I think it's been embraced a lot as well. So that's something that I'm very passionate about. And so, yeah, lockdown's been busy.
Because all your videos as well, you do so many videos where it's like tips. Like I remember you did, this is so long ago, when I was on maternity leave, you did videos of like how to fold your knickers. And I was on maternity leave and like the baby slept a lot, so I had a lot of time on my hands. So I remember like I was going through your videos and like doing all the ways to like fold different things. I remember I would be having like really, really bad low days where I'd just be like so tired or whatever. And then you do these videos where you were just dancing in your living room. And I was like, it's nice to know like people can just dance in the jammies and like they're not bothered.
Exactly. One thing, this is going way back, but I used to go to a performing arts school on a part-time basis, which was Sylvia Young. And I loved it. And I absolutely wanted to pursue that world massively. My parents kind of wanted me to be happy, but also wanted me to have a safe and secure job. So they kind of guided me more out the other way to go, you know, and do, you know, education, which is obviously very important. I had to leave that behind. And now I can just embrace being me. And a lot of people look for success in so many ways, but sometimes it's inside you, whatever you want to do and whoever you're going to be, it's what's made inside. So whether I'm dancing and putting it out as a video, I don't ever think about who it's going to reach to. It's because of how I feel. Dancing makes me so happy. And I think if it makes someone else happy, then that is amazing. It's an amazing feel. I have mixtures of obviously doing my job and then just being silly and just loving life.
No, but I've got to admit, when you do watch the videos, it makes you feel happy watching someone dancing in the pyjamas and just not giving a shit what anyone thinks. We do that in my classes, don't we? So,
I mean, just before, like I've washed my hair, I've put on some makeup, I had Kistery on, the thong song came on and I was like, thong, 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 thong.
Yes.
I was like... And I thought, Jesus, if anyone saw me in this thong, 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 thong right now, I don't be thinking I'll be doing a video of that. But yeah, it's whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, level it down in terms of pressure, stress, expectations, and just do the simple stuff. And it really is so good.
How have you found like going from being a mum and a wife and having your own business to being a mom, a wife, having your own business and also being a social media influencer and this like Instagram celebrity?
Well, it's so weird when you say that. It's been absolutely fine. Up until lockdown, I seemed to manage to juggle it all because I felt working even harder. I felt leaving my kids and being in an office for 7 o'clock in the morning and then coming back for like 6:30, 7 at night, not seeing them, I found that struggle harder. And I think that was more emotionally hard. This time round, I'm around more. I plan my days. I'm very good at, you know, organising my day. And I think what lockdown has done has brought us all together, made us all grateful for what we have. But at the same time, I've actually put a post, not a post, but I put something on my stories today, because no one can really appreciate the change it's had on our children. And I've got obviously two teenage girls, one's nearly an adult, she's 17. And it's so hard mentally to watch them go through this. And I think that it's always, sorry, it's hit a little bit of a nerve, because we're going through it at the moment and it's really tough. It's really emotional. It's really, you know, we've got help. We've gone for help. We've got counselling happening and we're speaking to other people as well. And it's nothing that we thought as a family was ever going to touch us, ever. So I'm glad that we can just say, right, stop to that. So if today's paused or this week is paused, it's paused, all for the right reasons, because family is always comes first.
It is really tough. I've got a sister with three teenage kids as well. And to be locked in for a whole, it must, and something I've not thought about until you've said that, it must have massive effects.
Like, so the youngest one is homeschooling. She's dyslexic, so she needs full-on support, which, as we, you know, we share it between us. The oldest one's at college. She's at fashion college. Absolutely fine. Loves doing her course. Obviously misses all her friends. But for her, it's being outside, it's living life. And I think we all miss that, but we forget how our kids miss it. I mean, I went on my first girls' holiday at 17, you know, and we all can remember those, being 17 and, you know, just everything's carefree and easygoing and, you know, you're loving life. And then when that's suppressed and stopped, it's a shock, and it's something that they have to process, but they also need support. And I just don't think teenagers are that expressive enough still at this moment in time. They will suffer in silence. They really will, because they've just not matured to that level yet to talk about it. Luckily, we have got a brilliant relationship. I always joke with mine. Like, I always say, am I more of a friend than a mum? Because I am silly. Like, what you see is what you get. I am silly mum, and I don't like really sort of to shout and tell them off and this, that, the other. But obviously kids push the buttons and stuff. But we have really chilled it out during lockdown and just sort of battened down the hatches and just embrace all the silly stuff, fun stuff. I mean, something really important I've been doing during lockdown, and I think at first I have to admit I felt like a proper Wally, was meditating and learning my breathing. One of my friends told me to do it, and I set up obviously like a whole kind of area, like all the Buddhas from everywhere, lights, crystals. It was like, and started playing them from YouTube. And you know what? Now, if ever a point in the day, I just feel, I can feel it kind of going, I literally go and sit somewhere and I just close my eyes and I just take myself away for 10, 15 minutes. And I'm so proud of myself for doing that. And I feel that that really brings me back down to that kind of plateau. And I'm able to think things properly. And I think it also makes you feel very grateful and very humble for what we do have and how lucky we all are, actually.
That leads us on, I suppose, to your book, doesn't it? Like, Mind Over Clutter. So you brought out a book and how to, like, declutter everything to be able to like coping strategies and stuff.
I'm so super proud of that book. We're coming up to the point in a few weeks' time of when I actually finished writing that book. And I remember get given the copy and I just thought, wow. I was given 9-10 weeks to write that. And luckily I had a lot of the content on my social pages. So it was quite easy to just literally go through and kind of do like a big spidergram of chapters. And I obviously did this with HarperCollins, which was just such an honour. In fact, I've got to tell you, they did like a party, a summer party, which they do, and they invited me. And I was like, oh, do you get a plus one? And they was like, no. And I was like, okay, it's fine. It's a party. I'll go and have fun. I literally glam, 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 hotel booked, get there. It's at the V&A Museum, right? Amazing. Walk through. I felt like Bridget Jones. You know, like you're walking through and you're thinking, must not say Fitz pervert. No, must not say Fitz pervert.
Don't say it.
And everyone, there was authors, like, I was like, there's proper authors here. There was like David Williams walked past and all these proper authors. And I was like, oh my God, this is so surreal. But it's done so well and it helps so many people. And it's so nice to get the feedback and that it's out there.
We were talking about this before and we were scrolling through all your followers and you just said about David Williams and that. We were like, who is the most famous person who started following you on Instagram that you went, oh my God, they are following me?
Do you know what? I'm pretty chilled. I have to be honest with you. Like, there's some people that have followed and I'm like, oh, I did have Paloma Faith. I did do that, actually, Paloma Faith. And I literally was like, shut the front door. And it's normally the people who you like or admire.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever really sort of take it too seriously, really, where it's come and where it is. I just do my job and I know that I love doing it.
It's gone to, what are you, like 150,000 followers?
Yeah.
What was the point that just exploded?
After doing the first year with no social media, as soon as I went on, I think I just thought, when I'm going to talk into this camera, I'm just going to be myself. And I always think I'm talking to a friend. So that's always in the back of my mind. So sometimes I laugh to myself on there. I talk gibberish, but I think it reassures people. I think people just think, oh, she's like normal like us, or, you know, a lot of people like the Essex accent or East London accent, really. Then it was obviously the before and afters. A lot of people liked seeing other people's...
Love a before and after.
Exactly. And also it was nice to see real life homes. So obviously I have been to a few people, either if they're high net worth individuals or celebrities, or, you know, people that have worked hard and done very well for themselves. It's always nice to see, you know, these glamorous spaces. But at the same time, I feel like I really represent real life homes and they're the ones I love helping the most. And it's actually the people who can't afford me who I like making the difference most for. And every year I do like a competition and I get people to nominate who would like, you know, half a day of my services, and I don't charge and I go and do it. And I love, I'll come up. Honestly, get me to Liverpool. I've never been to Liverpool and I really want to come. I know.
Have you never been? No. You'd love it.
I know. I would absolutely love it.
The only thing organised in our house, right, is the white wine to rosé wine to red wine. That is it.
That's all right. I could get in Richie's kitchen every morning. We just like trying to do a burpee, like looking like a dead frog.
I will guarantee no burpees if you organise my house.
Good, good, good. Right, that's the deal. As soon as we could travel up, I'm up. You know what? My job's taken me to places like I've got clients in Germany, France, Switzerland, been up and down the country. I've been so blessed and lucky, and I never take any of them for granted. I'm always excited about meeting new people and the new challenge. And I do pinch myself sometimes. In fact, I did get a message once and I didn't know who this person was. And I went to my daughter and I said, Do you know this lady? And she was like that, Mum. And it was Maya Jammer. And I didn't know. It was about a year and a half ago. And she was like, Mum. You do not. She's basically Beyonce in UK. I was like, all right.
Her birthday was sponsored by McDonald's, you know, and that's just my favourite thing about
her. No way.
She's so much fun. She's such a laugh. Really nice girl.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel and we produce this podcast.
We make loads of entertainment shows like this one, but we also make informative and educational podcasts for businesses. We can help with the whole production process, from idea development through to podcast distribution to all the major podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Google Podcasts.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Right, back to the episode.
We're all stuck in our house, and I know how easy it is to let things build up in terms of clutter, and your organisation goes out the wall. And you were saying about your vision board. I'm just like, what tips could you give people now at home? They're stuck in the house all day, and how important it is to declutter the mind, and that's going to help.
Well, do you know what, Rich? Every January, I do a declutter challenge, and it's amazing. And this year, I decided not to do it for the main reason of we can't take our stuff anywhere, right? Everywhere's shut. We can't, if we declutter it, we're only going to end up putting it somewhere and it's going to overwhelm us even more. You know, we hate seeing bags of stuff all around the house. It's the worst thing. Unless you have a garage, a shed, you know, the back of your car boot, you know, then that's the only option where you can put these sort of bits and pieces. My advice has been just small tasks and review maybe a cupboard, a drawer, a section in your space and just organize it. So now is the time, you've got time at home. They're all different principles and it's really hard actually because I feel like each time we are all in different steps. So say we weren't in lockdown, you know, I'll be saying, right, keep, donate, bin, recycle, off you go, get your stuff done, get rid of it, get yourself organized, add your structure, and there you go. But being at home now, we're working, we're schooling, there's overwhelm absolutely everywhere. So it's just small little tasks. So I have got a new challenge starting and I'm going to be starting it from Monday.
What's the challenge?
So this is about juggling life. Right. So we're all juggling life, but we all want to achieve things. We all want to be able to feel like we've ticked off a task for that day. So that's a little glimmer of the tip of the challenge. And there's just going to be little pockets of time. We all have little pockets of time, don't we, in the day where we go, I could just sit down on my phone and just look and scroll.
Oh, I'm guilty of that.
And that can be good for, you know, breaking away, but it can also be very detrimental and can even make you feel worse. So it's a bit like ditch the phone for a bit and do something positive for you. Do something that's going to make a difference in your home for you. So if you think, right, what can I do today? And if I'm going to give you a task and say, right, today you're going to do da-da, whatever it is, you can go pull that drawer, put it on the sofa, sit down with it and go through it. Have something on in the background. I always say get in your happy place, and that's with music on, a podcast, burn a candle. I have twinkly lights on all the time during the winter and you will succeed. And it feels so good to be able to just say, I've done that small section and I've done it. So as you said earlier about just doing the knickers or your pants, folding them and putting them, or actually going through them and going, oh God, these have got holes or these are grey. These can go.
Do you know what I always end up doing? I start, right, and I'll have all the intention and then something will catch my eye that I'm not even interested in, and then I'll spend an hour reading through cards that were in the drawer going, oh, who was it? And then next minute an hour's passed and I've gone.
That's nice though.
Yeah, I was just about to say that's a nice part of the process, and that sometimes I always say, and I've written that in the book, that you will always find treasure whenever you're decluttering. It's not necessarily money, which is always a bonus, but you'll find memories and you'll find things that make you smile. One thing actually leading on to memories, I'm currently writing because I've just started launching some workshops for this year, which again is a new thing. And it feels like I can help more people. The one in February is going to be dealing with sentimental items. And I think this is such a top topic for a lot of people, especially now we're at home. We can see them all around us. And it's creating a place for them to store them. So the reason a lot of us keep sentimental is because there's not necessarily it's a sense of guilt, which there is that part, but also it's something that really does make us happy. But we do need to decide whether we're going to display it, keep it nearby, or we want to put it away and know it's safe somewhere. So they're like the three sort of main areas that I would always recommend. If you're going to display it, fantastic. You'll see it every day and it will make you happy. If you want it nearby, then I suggest getting things like those really nice trunks that you can get for your bedrooms or living rooms. For example, my kids have got two memory boxes in their room and it's got all their school stuff in. What I do and what I suggest for people to do is every 5 years to go and review these memory boxes, because in time they might look at it and go, I don't know why I kept that. But at the time it was important. So it applies to us as adults. We might be able to let go of certain things by doing this process. And then for the things that we don't want to see, we don't want to have easy access to, but we want to keep because they mean something. A bit like my Bross Levi jeans that I've got up in the loft. I can't ever get rid of them. I can't ever get rid of them, but I don't want to see them and I don't want them in my drawers, but they're in a suitcase upstairs With a couple of dresses, actually, from when I was about 17, 18. Do you remember Morgan Girls? Or Morgan, I think, is still out.
Oh, my God, I loved Morgan.
Right, so I had a couple of classic, proper, slutty dresses that I felt fantastic in. And I kept them. And I showed them to the girls, actually, the other in the summer last year. I was like, well, do you want to wear them? And my eldest was like, no. I was like, oh. You know, so...
Not at all.
Exactly. But a lot of people want to keep wedding dresses and it's the same mentality, you know? It's the same process of, do I want to see it? Do I want to touch it? Or do I want to store it away? And it's those sort of three sections that we just need to use that method.
Do you know what my problem is? Connor, my fella, won't throw anything away. So we had a rose plant that his mate bought him and it was dead. It was just pieces of branches in this pot. And because someone had bought him it, he had this like, when he's like, I can't throw that away.
Just throw it and then just get another one and just say, look.
That's what I did.
Look, I watered it. Look what happened.
Joe, like everyone's saying, the three lockdowns have been so different with their exercise. Are you finding this third one, you're more on your exercise than you were the first and second, or?
Right, brace yourself, Richie, because you're not going to be able to walk out of the door after this because your head's going to be massive.
Oh, come on, babe.
The start of last year, I used to work on trading floors. So I've been exposed to extreme stress and pressure and remaining calm. So my priority for the first lockdown was to calm people. And I went straight into kind of challenges of like organising because I thought everyone's going to be at home. I used the use it up, sorted it out challenge, getting people, making sure that they were okay. Didn't focus on myself at all. So I didn't really do much exercise. I guess my mentality is I do love myself. Like I love myself, but I always go, oh, I don't look that great in things and I want to make a difference. Then I started walking more in the summer. And so I loved that. This time round, I can't tell you what it is. I can say that you give me life every day. I have never in all my life, and even my husband's gone, I've never known this, gone to do an exercise 5 times a week. I do Pilates on a Sunday as well to stretch it out. I'm doing meditation. I've never worked on myself so much in my entire life. And I feel so flipping powerful.
Yes.
It's just such an amazing... And I try, you know, I mean, I've still got Graham standing on my feet every time. You don't know this, but every time you say, right, sit-ups, I go, and he comes and stands on my feet. I can't do a sit-up still on my own. And I think, I wonder if I will be able to do that in 8 weeks. I wonder if I'll be able to do
you
that.
Will.
And they're the things that I never, ever sort of pushed myself mentally about me. So it's been, I think, an incredible movement. And I'm finally realised that I do like to help others, but I'm helping myself once and for all.
Yeah. Well, do you know, by you saying that, do you know the satisfaction you get from organising and you go, a job well, that statement you just said then, that's like the exact same feeling I get knowing that that's doing that for you. And I'm like, literally, mate, I'm dead proud of you, babe. Amazing.
You know, when you say in your lessons about what's your goal, you know, what's your vision, why are you doing this? Why are you here? And every time you say that, honestly, that really makes a difference because I know I'm here because I enjoy it. And I know that I am here because I want to make a difference. Same bit like with organising and making a difference in your home. My goal is, it's never been to be a certain size. It's never been to be a certain weight because I've fluctuated with that over the years. I just want to feel fit again. I had a bad spell last year of health, which was unfortunate, but I've now been given like the approval that I can exercise again. And I can't tell you how happy it makes me feel to move, like properly move. And I'm starting to see the differences as well. I mean, I've put on these dungarees today and I'm like, ooh, like I can see a bit of definition coming back. And that's brilliant. But the buzz it gives me is the main thing. The reason why I do it is the main thing. And it just takes me away from what's going on. You know, it's just, I've never ever felt like that before. So don't go back to your old job. Please stay doing this forever.
Yes. Yes, babe. Oh, I feel like I want to crack open the champagne and have a little drink.
Yeah, let's do it.
Shall we have a drink?
Shit, so it's 1:30. We can. I'll have to track it though. Hold on.
Do you find, because you're so organised, meal prepping and planning what you're going to have quite easy, or do you still struggle, like, and want to have a little bit of a nibble?
Oh no, I literally do plan everything. Like, everything is a planner. And when it comes to food prep and even shopping, I mean, I need to do a little trolley shop video of what I do, because I plan everything. I have like an inventory. I have it all broken down into what's fridge, freezer, store, veggies, and that's how I pack the trolley. And then you should see me on the conveyor belt. It's hilarious. I'm like, right, Graham, you go that end and I'll pack, and you know, and it all goes in sort of certain bags. It's hilarious. And then on a Sunday is when I write the list of what dinners we're having. And I do communicate with everyone. I go, right, what do you fancy next week? Do you want to try something else? One of the girls loves cooking, so she's kind of getting into changing that up a bit. I feel like it brings calm to your week, knowing what you're going to have. I also hate wasting food. So I think planning it makes it easier when you go food shopping, because you buy what you need and then you use up what you need. So you're not wasting money, you're not wasting food. Also on a Sunday, I know some people, I have done this for clients actually, is prep and planning their lunches for the week ahead. And that's really useful inside your fridge. I also find fridge organisation is really key for when, if you're going to take eating healthily seriously, and again, back to the food waste. I have everything in containers and it's all labelled up, which is easy for everyone in the house, basically, to know what's what. You open the fridge and you look inside it and you go, what's in there? And you start looking around, and that's where it's a bit of waste comes into the element.
That is me. I have honestly no organisation.
Right, that's the first thing I'm going to do for you, Rich.
No, babe, I literally need a head to toe, top to bottom, all out. Like, if it weren't for Connor, I don't know what I'd be doing, because he's the organised one.
And then I, this is one thing I'm so super proud of, and I came up with it last lockdown in autumn time, and it was the use it up box. And I've put this box inside the fridge, so it's just a clear canister. And you know when you open up something like dips are the main one, right? And you go and put them back, and then you go, oh, fancy some hummus, and then you get it and it expired like 2 weeks
ago. And it's a bit fizzy.
It's so annoying. So with the use it up box, if anyone opens anything up, they just put it inside there. So you know, if you open up or you've made something, you put it in a container, put it in the use it up box. So when you open up, you go, oh, I can have that for lunch.
And that way you're organised. You're saving money.
Massively.
The amount of stuff we throw out that's gone off that we don't realise, we go, oh, for God's sake. And especially right now with people who aren't able to work or are struggling, that is probably, I'd say, a massive win.
It's amazing. It's an amazing win.
Oh, I am doing that this afternoon. I'm supposed to pick the baby up at 3, but no, she's open till 6, so she'll have to wait.
She'll have to stay put.
Mummy's got fridge organising to do. Nick, we've done 4 series of this and that was my favourite episode. I feel like I really enjoyed that one.
Oh, thank you, Harriet. Yay!
I knew it would be. I knew it.
I feel so inspired. Our house is getting blitzed. He's getting ragged around that kitchen to clean it.
Do you know what though? I have to say, getting feedback from you guys from watching those videos is so lovely to hear. It really, really. And just to see it from your faces, that's just made me really happy. So thank you.
Oh, babe, do you know what? We couldn't have rounded that off any better. Like, Nick, thank you. Joe, I'm made up. We finally got to meet face to face.
And I know.
Thank you so much for coming on this week, babe.
Thank you for having me. I've absolutely loved it. Let's jack.
Let's jack. Let's jack. Oh, babe, how amazing was Nick?
She's so lovely. She's very calming, isn't she?
I knew you'd love her. Do you feel inspired?
Yeah, I do. I feel like for someone who's like got such a big following, you can see why people do listen to her and follow her advice, because after speaking to her, she's quite infectious with a positivity and a going, do you know what? I am what I am and I'm just trying my best. And I love her for that. I really love that. So guys, as you know, our podcast comes to you every single week for free. If you would like to buy us a little virtual drink, we'll put that straight into our kitty for production costs so we can keep bringing you the best guests every week. It's www.soundrebel.co.uk/girlgaging.
Oh yeah, I'll have a G&T. Thanks, babe.
Okay, so this week we are changing our challenge up based on our inspiration from Nick. We thought it'd be a good idea if all of us went and has a little nose in our fridge. So Nick was talking about reorganizing your fridge. She does like boxes of condiments, boxes for a cheese, for a meat, this, that, and the other. So what about getting involved in your fridge and your food cupboards this week, reorganizing them, getting a little clear plastic box inside your fridge for things that need using up over the next few days. So limit our waste. And this week, get a meal plan or, you know, a food plan sorted and organized and planned, ready for when you go shopping. Don't buy the stuff that you don't need and let's limit our waste. Get our calories on track and feel super mega organized.
Well, babe, that's another week done of lockdown. If you're really excited for next week, make sure, like we said at the beginning, subscribe. Make sure you give us a little rate and a review on Apple. And we are back in 7 days and I can't wait for this one. It's going to be with our Chelsea Grimes, isn't it, babe?
I know, I can't wait to pick her brains.
Guys, see you next week.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Over the Influence.
Hi, we're Sharon Hartley and Freddie Bennett from Over the Influence, the alcohol-free podcast.
Where we are in the UK and across the world, drinking is a deep-rooted part of our culture. We drink to celebrate, we drink to commiserate,
and we drink for just about every other excuse in between.
We're here to have an open conversation about our experiences with alcohol and reflect honestly on how living without it has changed our lives.
So if you've ever thought about going alcohol-free or whether you're just sober curious, our podcast is here to support you on your dry journey.
Over the Influence from Sound Rebel.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.